5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Well, we've got a quick episode today with a one-on-one, Coach Mapes, for the MAC golf team. Is this? I'm trying to think of how many years you've been doing this.
This is number 7 for me.
I was thinking at least 5, but Wow, that's time goes quick.
It flies when you're having fun. I really enjoy doing this.
And then Coach Huff was maybe a year or two ago. He came on kind of to help out.
He came on this year. I had some health issues this summer, Brandon. He had come down and did some. He's a putting guru, and he came down one afternoon in the summer to show my guys some putting tips and techniques and some different drills and things. And he's been doing that since he retired from that. And then I ended up in the hospital, and I asked he asked me, he said, "Coach, can I come down Tuesday and take over for you this summer?" I said, "Sure," because I didn't think I'd spend any time in the hospital. Ended up 37 days in the hospital, so he kind of took over. And then I was afraid when I started back that I was still pretty weak in a wheelchair and whatnot, and he said that he would like to help. And I said, "Well, I really need someone to help drive, because I don't want to get out in the middle of nowhere and then feel like I'm really tired and be responsible for 8 or 10 young men." So he agreed, and I talked to Jimmy Gerwitz and Dean Sheets, and they both were on board. And so I asked him if he wanted to come as an assistant. He agreed, and here we are. He's been great help and a great man to be around every day.
Yeah, Coach Huff's a good guy. So we got the dynamic duo now running golf.
Well, we have a duo. I don't know how dynamic we're. Maybe you call us the old school guys, you know, because we're pretty old school, and we both have the like mind with just about everything that we say and do, and it's been really good. But he and I go way back. We've worked together in the same conference, and you know, we've been on golf trips together. We've been on athletic director meetings and trips and organizations. So it's not like he's new and we're not new to each other. We've known each other and worked together for different districts for a lot of years before we started this stuff.
Now, okay, so if Coach Huff's the putting guru, what's your what do you think your specialty is?
I say my expertise is mind games. Golf is such a mental sport that I'm really good with talking them off the ledge, so to speak, talking them out of, you know, going home and, you know, throwing fits. I'm really good at calming them down, keeping their mind at ease. Some days, you know, I'll talk to them and we won't say a thing about golf. We'll talk about whatever their interest is. Like Cy, who skinned me this morning, is supposed to be here on the podcast. So I will throw him under the bus. But Cy is an avid rabbit hunter. So I'll start talking to him about dogs and rabbits, and pretty soon he's forgotten he had a bad shot and goes on with his round, and he just seems to calm down a little bit. And I think that is my expertise. It's more than anything, is working with their mental game.
If I had my current mentality, I won't say my age, but if I had my current mentality when I was, 19, 20, I would have been great. But I would let a bad shot wreck, you know, a round, or a bad hole wreck the rest of the round. You know, everybody at all sports levels say, "Oh, it's, you know, 80%, 90% mental with golf." I feel like it's more like 98, 99.
Oh, it's way up there, Brandon. You are correct on that. It's way up there percentage-wise for the mental game.
Now, I'm assuming then, well, I was going to ask some of the guys, but did you ever, when you're playing, or even maybe as a coach, do you have any, like, superstitions where you have to do a certain routine?
I believe in routines, but as far as superstitions, I don't. If we win or play well, I don't wear the same underwear the next time. I don't wear the same shirt the next time. Now, when I was a basketball coach, I did. I'd be superstitious and I'd wear the same pullover. Of course, I would wash. I would not, you know, just
okay.
let it stick on the wall or anything. You know, I would wash and still wear it, you know. So superstitious in that way, yes. But in golf, no, I don't get up and try to eat the same thing every morning. I don't get up and try to make my day the same as it exactly was before. It's too hard for me to think about what's going on than
yeah,
what
sure.
think about happening. And I preach to them, we don't live in the past. It's one shot at a time, keep moving forward. And if I spend all my time thinking about what I have on that day, what I need to wear, well, then I'm not practicing what I'm preaching. So
right. Have we had any, or do we have any home events this semester?
We had one March 11th. We had a match play with Illinois Central College. They came down and played. It was kind of a one-on-one kind of deal. And match play is different than stroke play. It's we beat them score-wise most of our matches, but they beat us in the match play because they won more holes than we did. You know, but our guys played. They were pretty steady that day and played really well. And I was disappointed, yes, but upset, now, not at all. Golf is a game where we're looking for the end run. We want to get better and better and better and do well in the Region 16 tournament and the South Central District so we can move on to the national level. That's our goal, and try to get better every week doing it.
So most of the time it's stroke play.
Yes.
It's all straight up individual.
Yes, it's straight up individual.
Do they do like a team? You know, I think track maybe everything's individual, but they also have like a team points kind of thing.
Yes.
Is there anything similar?
We do. We have cumulative scores. Most tournaments we play five guys and we use the four best scores and we total them up, and that's how a team score is figured, you know, with the best four scores.
Now, I'm guessing that we probably play the same schools mostly each year. Or do we have any kind of outliers, or is it different each
year? It's pretty different every year. You know, it depends on where we go for the tournament. I don't know if I'm getting smarter in my old age, but I'm getting maybe wiser. In the spring of the year, I try to seek warm weather places, because the weather is usually pretty crummy in Missouri in the spring.
Yeah.
This year it's been okay, so we don't generally play the same bunch. And the same teams for us would be the ones in Missouri. Well, it's 4 hours to Sedalia, 5 hours to North Central, 5 hours to Kansas City. You know, the schools in our region, it's just almost too far to go to have the same kind of weather in Missouri.
Sure.
You know, so I'm seeking warmer weather and better conditions so we can play more golf and get better to compete against those teams.
So do we not have like a conference then, or is it just kind of?
We have Region 16, which is Mentor Area, State Fair, North Central Missouri College, and Metropolitan Community College, Kansas City. Those are the schools that play golf in our region. And we do have a Region 16 tournament. It coincides with the South Central District, and that's an end-of-the-year deal. But as far as playing each other in conference, we don't have that.
So you're free to, like you said, travel south?
Yeah. It's just like we're independent in that regard, that we can play anybody, wherever we want, whatever the budget allows us to go. We don't take a plane trip to Florida. We don't go to Arizona. We don't go to California.
Right.
You know, we've gone to, since I've been coaching, we've been Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Alabama, Indiana, Illinois, Iowa. Maybe that's all. Most of them are contiguous with Missouri, you know. We have to drive, but we don't have to drive like forever.
Right. Now, are these usually, you know, the pros will play a 4-day, or do we do like a 2-day, or is it a full 4?
Usually it's a 54-hole event. A typical week for us is Sunday is travel day and practice round. We'll leave early in the morning, play a drive to wherever we're going, play a practice round, 18-hole practice round, and then get up. Monday is usually 36 holes walking, so it's 36 holes on Monday typically, and Tuesday it's an 18-hole walking, and that's usually how it goes. So it doesn't seem like we play a lot of tournaments, but we play a lot of golf when we're gone those, because yeah. We're 3 days and 72 holes is like playing four, the pros playing 4 days. So
yeah,
we do have a lot.
That is a lot. Now, do you have any schools or locations that you like to go back to that you said, hey, we had a great experience, or this course was great? Or
yes, I keep a list in my head of good courses and not as good courses. Most of them are pretty good, but yeah. Some of them are better than others.
Sure.
And I do keep that, you know, and if we had a good experience, they get put on the list.
Put back on the list.
Yes, absolutely. We usually go – we've been to Goose Pond, Alabama all the years but one that I coached, and that was the COVID year when we didn't have okay. golf. And this year they didn't have the tournament. We still went down there and play, and then – I got together with the Illinois Central coach, and he's going to pick up the tournament again so he can continue or start the tradition over of going down there. So I'm pretty excited about that. We go down there. It's the beginning of the year tournament. It's usually first weekend in March, and it's a team bonding thing. You know, I'll take full crew, and we stay. This year we stayed in the house. We usually stay in cabins right on their property.
Oh, okay.
So we do that, and we cook out, and this year it was fire pit, and you know, we sound like Boy Scouts or something, but it was s'mores and, you know, things like that outside. And
yeah,
they absolutely loved it. You know, and it's great for team building, bonding.
Absolutely.
At the beginning of the season.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty good time. What's the even non-coaching? What's the best course that you've ever played personally? Can you think of one?
The best course I played is TPC San Antonio, where they just finished the Valero Open. My mom and sister used to live in San Antonio, and it was in literally the block that they lived on. It was just like
down the street.
It was two blocks down.
Yeah.
You know, from where their house is, about 5 minutes away, and I'd go down there and hang out and chip and putt, and you know, just schmooze with the big schmooze with the big boys. And you know, I back in those days I played a lot of golf, and you know, I just talked to people, and then they'd say, well, you want to go out and try? Sure, yeah. Twist my arm, I'll do that. So yeah, TPC San Antonio is probably the best.
Nice.
And there's a lot of them around here. You know, my personal favorite around here, I really like Anbrier, playing Anbrier. I really enjoy that course, Waterloo, Illinois. It's only like an hour from here to play, so we, over the years, we've had a lot of golf groups that go down there, go up there to play, and it's fun times.
Nice. I was going to ask the guys. I'll ask you. Have you ever had a hole in one?
No, I've had three.
Wow.
Yeah, I've had three hole in ones. First one I had, it was crazy. It was early morning at Forche Valley, Potosi. My son Nick and I and a buddy of ours, he was a retired counselor at Potosi High School, Stan Bridges. We were playing, and hole number seven is like a 200-yard drop straight downhill at Forche.
And is it a blind
shot? I couldn't see it. You could see, but it was kind of real overcast, foggy that morning. So I hit it, and we're walking down there, and there was I'll use the term loosely, gentleman that was playing behind us in a cart. We were walking.
Yeah.
And he comes up and starts ranting and raving, saying, "Something, you know, fix the ball, divot." And then he goes, "Hey, there's a ball in the hole." I said, "Titleist three?" He goes, "Yes." And I was holding one, but I never saw it. You know, so it was my ball. And it was kind of anticlimactic, but because you didn't see it and didn't get to celebrate it. But the second one was a golf league out of Forche on the same hole on a Monday night league, and I hit a hole in one. There was such a backup on that hole because there's par threes. It takes a long time,
right?
Because there you have to get it and then drive down the hill and then go from there. So there's quite an audience. And the tradition is when you hit a hole in one, you have to buy drinks for the well, it was golf league, so that was drinks for the masses that night. It was, I guess, the 18 teams, 72 people plus the people. There's probably 80 people won a skin that night, won like $125 skin, and it cost me $150 to buy drinks for those guys.
Yeah.
You know, I had the hole in one, and I was $80 in the hole after that, so that doesn't make sense.
You'd rather just leave it two inches to the left, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So then, I've witnessed probably 10 or 12 hole in ones in my lifetime.
Nice.
Yeah, it's watching people when they do it, they lose themselves. You know, there's like have an out of body experience when they do it. It's pretty funny, pretty cool for them.
I've only ever seen one, and it was similar in that we couldn't see it. There was a bunker right in the front, and the green behind it was lower.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're like, you know, it was just a guy we worked with, and I was like, man, that's a pretty good looking shot. And we get up there, and I was like, I think I was the first one up there because I'm like, hey, man, I'm like, it went in.
Yeah.
we couldn't, you know.
Yeah.
But I've never, I have a framed photo at home where my ball is a quarter of an inch. I mean, mm-hmm. it's
just hanging
right
up,
on the edge, yeah. And so that's the closest I've ever been. That was at St. Francis years ago, but yeah, never been close. That was the closest mm-hmm. ever, but never actually did it. But I don't play too much anymore. Sometimes I'll get out for I like scrambles a lot,
right?
And I know this is a college podcast, but I like, you know, a beer or two,
sure,
during a scramble.
Well, you have to remember that golf is for your recreation, it's not your job,
yeah,
you know. It's different for these guys. It's really their job right now,
yep.
You know. And we try to make it fun, but it's the recreation part will come later.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is. I just like to think back to when I was learning, you know, and I was. It was me and then my dad and his buddies,
mm-hmm.
and so. You know, when I'm teeing off, you know, they're yelling at me.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, it's that.
Oh, yeah. That's how I grew up playing. We used to go to Viburnum and play with the buddies I played softball with. And, you know, it was like talking
Heckling.
The whole time.
Yep.
And, you know, or one time we slipped a guy with those exploding golf balls. And he hit one of those. I slipped it in on him, and he didn't even look at it. He goes, ah, I didn't know what to say. Just started, you know, jumping around like, what the heck happened? And we were just rolling. There might have been some adult beverage going on that day too. So.
Yeah, sure. And that reminds me of the is it in Arizona? I think it's one hole. It's like a par three where they could like yell while you're
hitting. Oh yeah,
hitting.
Yeah. It's pretty exciting. That's the Waste Management Open,
okay.
Hole number 16. You know they have. They call it the stadium hole. And now,
because they've got the double decker.
Oh, yeah, double decker all the way down. It used to just be a little set of bleachers, you know. And they're throwing beer at people, and, you know, that's where the caddy races. You know, they do the caddy race on that hole, you know, where the caddies race from the tee to the green, carrying
nice.
The bag
the
that probably 75 pounds.
Yeah.
You know, so it's pretty hilarious. And that is more of a recreation hole.
You know, sure.
And whoever the Super Bowl contenders are, you know, they're handing out jerseys, you know, and believe me, you want to hit a good shot on that hole or you're going to get heckled.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just heckled. You're going to get, like,
brutal.
It's brutal.
I think that's fun. It kind of just mixes it up a little
sure
bit.
Sure it does. Sure it does.
It's not the 18, you know, it's not the final,
mm-hmm.
but it's I think that's just kind of a fun twist.
Yep, it is. It is.
And you can it's almost like you can tell the guys who grew up like we did, who were used to being heckled.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, bring it on. Like,
yep.
That they just, I think if you embrace the fun of it, you know, you're bound to do better. But, and I was always big on, well, and this, this wasn't always the case when I was younger, but as I got older, I was always more excited for other people.
Sure.
Like, oh man, great shot. You know, mm-hmm. like I was, and I feel like if I had ever played, you know, professionally, that would be hard for me to break. Like mm-hmm. I'd be, you know,
it'd be hard to have the game face on 24/7.
You want to win, but at the same time, it'd be like, oh man, you know, like it'd be, cause you see sometimes some of these guys are a little standoffish and
sure.
it's like, just, you're making a lot of money doing a fun, like,
yeah.
it's a stressful job, but, you know, you're playing
what
golf.
What a job.
Yeah, like, loosen up a bit. Mm-hmm. And, I'm, you know, everybody's personality is different, but, and that's why sometimes you see these team events, like the Cups,
yep.
where guys, you know, normally you're going head-to-head, you get a chance to play together and you can mm-hmm. see that excitement
oh yeah
you come can. Out again.
It's pretty cool to watch those team events like that.
Now have you, I'm assuming you've been to some pro events
I
as
have.
A spectator?
I've been quite a few. Coolest one probably was Marion, Pennsylvania, right outside Philadelphia for the 2013 U.S. Open. We went, buddies and I went, you know, we had a good time. We went to New York City. We went to Atlantic City. We did a lot of cool things. And then we spent Wednesday, practice round day there. And then we stayed Thursday and watched it. We went to watch Tiger. Tiger was kind of out of his heyday back then. And there was the Thursday was rain, and it got delayed, and we stayed there. And then And all of a sudden, you know, they open up play, and we're on hole number two. And it was overcast, dreary, I mean, just drizzling rain. And all of a sudden, the sun pops out. And Tiger just walks up and just stands there, and like it was a spotlight with sun on him. And my buddy goes, holy Schnikes, it's Tiger Woods. And the whole place just erupted because he was like thinking out loud, you know, and there he was standing there, you know, and in all of his glory with the sunshine, like it was like seriously like the spotlight was on Tiger's. It was a pretty awesome moment there.
Nice.
Know, that's something I'll never forget. And that is probably why that would be my favorite, you know, pro tournament event. Happening, whatever, however you want to say it, but it was pretty awesome.
That's really cool. I have only ever been to one. It was the senior tour in Lexington, Kentucky, late 90s, I think, and we briefly talked to Lee Trevino.
Mm-hmm.
He was super nice. His caddy was great. As they were driving by, they stopped for 3 or 4 seconds
because
it was, I think it was Wednesday. I think it was a practice round. and so, but that was really cool just to see those guys because we were on the backside of a par three. And so they had to drive behind us to get around, but it was pretty neat. And then I got to play that course maybe a year later. It was really nice. I can't remember the name of it, but it was really nice. Best, nicest course I've ever played on. But that was a really cool experience, too. I don't remember. I think I was below 80s. I used to be, there was a time when I could show up to a course that I hadn't played before, and 80% chance I'm going to break 80. I'm, you know, 77, mm-hmm. 78, somewhere around there. Yeah, that was just really neat to see those guys in real life.
Well, when you grow up watching those guys and they're on TV and you get that close to them, it's like, wow,
it's
larger
cool.
than life, you know, and it's kind of a surreal moment, you know, so.
Well, and out on a court, you know, practice round, senior tour, we were just kind of the only people on the backside of this hole, so it was real easy to just say, hey, mm-hmm. how's it going today, guys? And you know, unlike other types of sporting events, you know, they're just kind of right there.
Mm-hmm.
And But yeah, good times. But this isn't necessarily related to the golf team. But if you're listening and a fan of golf, I know the alumni golf tournament, is that in May?
It's usually like the second week in May.
I've heard they've already got like 80 teams.
Yeah, they've been, I think they stretched it over 2 days now. It's usually a morning, afternoon. I think now it's a morning, afternoon, and afternoon the next day, or maybe the morning the next day. But it's a three different events all rolled into one with the foundation tournament there. It's turned into quite a large undertaking.
Yeah. If you're looking to get in with a team, you want to do that ASAP, if there's even, you know, spots left. But and yeah, I did see that there was a package deal where if you wanted to play, or if you wanted your team multiple days, you got a discount.
Right.
But yeah, it's a huge event now, and I think this is the first year that I'll kind of be working, you know, doing photos and stuff like that, but. I haven't been able to make it out in my other roles before this current one, so I'm really looking forward to it this year.
There's a lot of people show up, tremendous support from the community with that tournament. Kevin and Terry worked their absolute tails off trying to get things ready and make sure everything is perfect, and it usually is.
Yeah, so that'll be fun if... So that if you go to monroeareadu and click on alumni, then you should be able to find the information to see if there's spots open for the tournament. Now, as far as the MAC team goes, when are the end of season tournaments? Are those usually in early May or?
The Region 16 and the South Central District will be May 3rd, 4th, 5th. It's in Kansas City this year. We rotate it because in the South Central District there are schools from Missouri, Kansas, and Oklahoma. There's four from Missouri, one from Kansas, two from Oklahoma. Tyler, Texas used to be in it, but they decided after winning 9 Division II national championships they wanted to go Division I. So they're not in anymore. So it's just those 7 teams. And it's May 3rd, 4th, 5th. It's Fred K. Arbanis course in Kansas City, Missouri. And then after that, if we qualify individuals or teams for the national tournament, it is May 21st through 26th in Joplin, which is like a, for us, drive. it's like driving around the block to get there instead of traveling to another state, something, you know, so it's a little different, you know. We're kind of blessed that that's only 4 hours away.
Yeah,
you know?
No,
so that's a short drive for us.
Yeah, so. Considering where other, you know, national tournaments are held.
Yeah, I know it's been in Monroe areas, played in Florida and Arizona, and then I've only been to. It's been in, every other year. It's been in Swan Lake, Indiana, which is northern Indiana. You can almost spit into Lake Michigan. It's so far north. You know, it's pretty far north, and you know the weather's usually okay by then.
Sure.
You know, but the course up there is awesome. Practice facilities are great. They have lodging right on
there
on the course, and we have stayed 4 or 5 different times in a house right on 18th green, which is pretty cool because you can sit out on the back deck or the picnic table there and watch schools come in when you're done, or you know, sometimes they're finishing before you even start, you know. So
yeah, wow,
it's a pretty cool location, very good amenities there.
Well, hopefully we can get some qualifiers. It's right in our backyard.
That's the goal, buddy. That's the goal. So hopefully we can.
Nice. Well, I appreciate you coming in this morning. We both lamented that we're not morning people, but I think it went okay.
I think it went fine, but I'm a talker, so I can usually you know, what my way through things.
Yeah, sure. So. No. You know, when I'm doing these too, well, and unfortunately for the listeners, every episode, you know, they have to hear my angelic voice. But, yeah, I feel like when we get to talking with players and coaches or theater cast or teachers or whoever we have in, it, everybody's always worried, like, oh, what are we going to talk about? And it always works out. We always have interesting things to say, so.
Well, I didn't write down one thing or bring one thing in, buddy, so I'm
I had I'm a few flying. Loose ideas.
I was just flying with you, so.
Well, most of the stuff I was going to ask the guys, you know, it's kind of applicable, so mm-hmm. I think it all worked out. But, yeah, I'll let you get on with your day, but thanks for coming in. If you're out there listening, check the MAC Athletics website. Keep track of our guys. They'll post results. We did have a guy win. He's won two events.
Won two in a row. Will Dugal from North County High School has won the last two events, been the individual champion. He was even par the weekend at Osage National, Lake of the Ozarks. And then last week we played at the Rail in Springfield, Illinois in a tournament, and he was two under par, the only guy under par.
For
the whole tournament, and he won. So he's back-to-back wins, pretty awesome. First time ever for me I've had guys go back-to-back.
So that's awesome.
Pretty cool.
Nice. Well, again, thanks for listening. Coach Mapes, thanks for joining
us
today.
Thank you, Brandon. I appreciate you asking.
We've talked about as well before the show started that next year we hope to do more. So I'd like to catch up with you guys in the fall.
Sure.
So that we're not, we can meet a couple times throughout the year to see what's happening with the team. But, you know, with the podcast, we're just trying to do them when we can and get started. And, but hopefully we can start touching base more often because it's good to talk to players. And
we can do this regularly. So when our riveting conversations, other people buy into that, you know, they'll be so looking forward to doing it that we'll have to do more.
I feel like I should have some kind of prize at the end that if you made it all the way, you get something. Maybe I'll talk to Aaron in the bookstore and you get a free hat or something.
Yep.
If you can prove you listen to – I'll make a quiz.
All right.
I'll draw up a quiz each episode. And if you
do that, and they can have one of my nice Mac rope hats. So
you'll get a free golf ball.
Winner, chicken dinner.
All right. Coach, appreciate it.
Thank you,
Enjoy the rest of your day,
right.
And we'll talk later.
Thanks, man. We'll see you.